Kia ora and welcome to the Burnt Breakfast right here on RTU 98.5. I'm absolutely delighted to have in the studio with me this morning Stephen, who worked on a piece of art or multiple pieces of art, something at Springtime is Heartbreak, which of course is on at the art gallery at the moment. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
How's your day been so far? I know you didn't love getting up early, so thank you for being here. It's very appreciated. Tell me, are you feeling like an accomplished artist at this point?
I don't know if I feel like an accomplished artist. I don't know if I ever will, to be honest. I think that's probably part of it.
That's part of being an artist, yeah. Right? Yeah. Right.
I think it probably would feel quite conceited if I ever felt myself feeling like an accomplished artist.
Oh, that's such an artist answer. So anyway, you were, I kind of one of the artists of Springtime is Heartbreak. Do you want to kind of talk about the piece you're involved in?
Sure. So it's a piece that I worked on with my partner, John Harris. We made it together. It's a large-scale installation work that it exists sort of in its own room, in its own sort of small sectioned-off like gallery space. Our practices are quite different. So John's practice is, he kind of goes under the name Johnny Electric, and he makes machines that cut records. So he makes record lathes to make one-off embossings, lathe embossings. And I have a clothing label called 6x4 and sort of my art practice as well. So that's sort of our separate practices, but then we came together and wanted to make a work when we were approached by the gallery. But we wanted to make something really big because we had the gallery support to make something quite ambitious.
Yeah, right, right.
And so it's a large-scale work that you can go and sit inside. It's this big circular curtain of fabric, and inside it there's a kind of steel column with slits cut in it and a light inside, so it spins, and sort of these bars of light wash over anyone sitting inside the work.
Kind of amazing they approached you and were just like, do you want to do a thing?
Yeah, they, Mel Oliver, who's the curator and the curator's assistant at that time, Jane Wallace, wanted to come and visit me initially to have a studio visit to approach me for the show.
Yeah, right.
But then we were John and I were telling them about the show that we were working on, sort of in a similar capacity, but much smaller.
Like yeah, right.
A collaboration
right,
between both of us for a show at Public Record in Tamaki.
Oh, yeah.
And so they said, oh, do you want to do something on the back of that together? And we were like, yeah, sure. So,
Now, were you, to me, when I hear what you do and kind of what John does, like, I'm not entirely sure how that, like, merges together. Was that obvious to you?
I think it was not too hard to figure out what that was going to look like.
Right,
we've
okay,
worked
wow.
with each other before because, you know, we have, you know, been together for a long time, and I've helped John on a lot of things and he's helped me on a lot of things.
Right, yeah,
but
yeah,
we've never
yeah.
actually started from the ground up to make something from scratch.
And what was that like?
It was actually really nice.
Yeah, right.
We were able to really think about what we wanted to, like, thinking about the context of the public institution and the fact that it was going to be in a public space for a general public and what we wanted to provide in that space. Because I studied at fine art at Elam, and then I just sort of swore off art making at my second year. And I was like, I'm only going to make functional objects and clothes, because I became quite disillusioned with art making as an institution. And then John's background is in electrical engineering and as an electrician. We both had quite strong ideas about what kind of work we wanted to make and what we wanted to sort of offer to the public.
Yeah, yeah,
so
right.
So it felt quite straightforward.
Wow, that is so cool. That is so cool. Thoughts on the rest of the exhibition?
I think it was, I mean, I don't really have huge thoughts. I mean, my relationship to fine arts is not super engaged.
Yeah,
but
I thought it was
exciting to see what was happening. I think it was sort of a litmus test was for what's happening in contemporary art at a sort of like not very well established, but sort of emerging
just
becoming established career level. So it was sort of a nice picture of what that looked like throughout the country.
Yeah. I kind of haven't thought about it like that, but you're kind of dead right, actually. What about in terms of like the process of making what you did? Do you get a lot out of that?
Yeah, I think this was sort of an interesting show to make because it was quite different to both of our separate practices. Because in my own practice, I get a lot out of the act of making. I make things for the sake of making them.
And
they're done, that's sort of like their liveliness is sort of over for me. But this was quite a different thing because John and I were working on something together, so we had to constantly be engaged in thinking about the final outcome. And because it's very mechanical, there was a lot that John had to do that I couldn't actually really help with.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was sort of designing the thing, and I was obviously sewing the curtain, patchworking it out of secondhand like bed sheets from the op shop, and helping with design and things like that. But yeah, honestly, John did most of it because I couldn't actually help much.
I just
helped with design and making sure it was all sort of happening. And yeah, I was also working on other shows at the time, so John had to take
You're a busy man. You got things to do. Yeah. It's funny because when I text John asking him to come have yarn about it, he's like, "Oh, Stephen will articulate it better."
John's funnier, though. You should have got him on.
Oh, no. I like this because this is like highbrow articulate art chat, and like I'm really living a fantasy right now, so thank you. Now, that whole like life of what you make, I thought that was a really interesting point. And like you've finished this product, and then it kind of continues to then have a life.
Yeah.
Like its life almost really doesn't start until you're finished on it. Do you like that? Do you? Is there something to that that's quite like rewarding in a sense?
I think for this work, it was a little bit different to my normal practice.
Mm.
I think what was rewarding about this work particularly was the fact that we set out from the very beginning to make a work that was for the public, like very much for the public.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Whereas usually I kind of make work for myself in quite a introspective way. But this work, because it was in a public institution, we wanted it to be sort of like a gift to the public.
Oh, yeah, wow.
In the sense of making something that didn't require interpretation or demand, like, understanding.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Using the codes of, like, spatial design and architecture, we just wanted people to be able to sort of know how to move through it and know how to kind of go around and sit down without it being that explicit.
Yeah, right.
And not make a work that means that people have to kind of try and, I don't know, undo some sort of puzzle, but they can just go and sit and have an experience of togetherness within this sort of circular spatial dynamic. And I think we were able to experience that being felt by the public because we had to fix it a couple of times because it kept kind of fucking up.
Really?
But,
oh, God.
While we were inside it fixing it and there was a sort of stanchion making not be able to come in, we heard people kind of talking about it and say, "Oh, I really like this work." And
yeah, wow,
that was
cool.
Really, that was just that, so nice.
Yeah,
it was really, really lovely.
Now, it's not small.
No.
Now, so was there a conversation that had to be had with the gallery? Like, hey, this thing's actually quite big. Like, it needs its own space. Or was it more like, we have this room, you can fill it with a thing?
Initially, we wanted to do something quite big because we had the opportunity.
Yeah,
the gallery was
going
to help us make it. But we were, there's a sound component to it, so it makes this very low hum.
Yeah.
So the base of it is essentially like a large scale record, and there's two leather drums that sort of vibrate.
Really?
It's not working at the moment, which is a real bummer. But at the beginning, it was sort of sort of going. So we didn't want it to interfere with any of the other work.
Yeah,
so
right.
So we were kind of saying, oh, we...
Okay.
You know, that was another thing. But then they said, oh, we'll just give you a room, which is really generous. Because I think they could see that it would be more effective in its own space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they were really generous in giving us a space, but also lowering this height of the doorway. Because I wanted the... I really wanted the entrance to it just to be the curtain. So you couldn't see above
it.
Yeah,
yeah, right, right. I see you.
3 meters high.
Yeah.
But I wanted it to just be the curtain when you look at it from afar in the gallery. So it's this sort of translucent sort of patchwork of fabric that has these bars of light kind of washing over it.
Mm. Now, tell me, I'm curious. Have you learned electrical shit just by like osmosis?
No. Oh man, John's tried to explain it to me so many times, but it just is not
really.
So it's sort of this own language that I just can't get into.
Interesting.
I think we have very different ways of thinking and conceptualizing things, so it just doesn't make sense to me.
So could John like jump on a sewing machine if he wanted?
I had a dream that he was using my sewing machine last night, but I don't think so. I think he's tried and it just screws up.
I love how like you got your things. That's great. Hey Stephen, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been absolutely delightful to have you in, and I love the way you talk about art and all that. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Outside of springtime is heartbreak, what do you do? How do you fill your time?
So most of my time is spent, I guess under the name 6x4, which is the kind of clothing label that I, work under, but I also have been doing more gallery work recently.
Yeah, yeah.
So last year I had a few shows in different institutions, and I also do a lot of commission work, but I'm also doing a lot of, costume and costume for theatre and dance as well. So
hell yeah. Oh, that must be so much fun. And if people were like, are you big on social media? Can people like follow and see what you're up to? Or?
Yeah, my Instagram is 6x4online. That's sort of
easy. Easy.
See my work.
Hey, honestly, it's been an absolute delight to have you on. And yeah, I just love the way you talk about art. And yeah, you have such beautiful choice of language. So thank you so much for joining me this morning. Do you have a busy day ahead?
Yes.
Well, yeah, good luck with that.